Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include the popular Truck Fest weekend, arrived at the Norfolk Showground, and a local charity is fighting to bring down barriers for people with disabilities. But first, the team at a Norwich Sports Centre hope the people power that saved it 5 years ago can help it raise the £100,000 it desperately needs for a new roof.
Those behind the charity-run Wensum Sports Centre on King Street hope to raise the cash to replace its roof, which they say is in dire need of repairs. Though the team has recently celebrated a new 20-year lease for the 1960s centre, this summer's downpours have seen the courts flood, making play dangerous and forcing the centre to cancel bookings. Sarah Medler, its manager, said, "We just want to be able to replace it with one that is fully watertight. It would mean we wouldn't have to cancel our bookings, maintenance would be easier, the centre would be safer for users, and we'd be more energy efficient. It would be really significant and would help us stay open and allow the wider community to access sport." In 2010, Norfolk County Council announced plans to close the hall, then known as the Wensum Lodge Sports Hall, saying that maintenance costs made it too expensive to keep open. But the Friends of Wensum Lodge refused to let it slide, starting a petition to see it kept open, and eventually taking out the lease themselves. It opened, renamed and revamped in 2012. Since then, the centre, now run by the Wensum Sports Centre Charitable Association, has thrived, becoming a profitable community space with more than 1,300 active members.
A charity's appeal to help them build a new hospice has received a £2,627 boost, courtesy of a Norwich supermarket. Sainsbury's in Pound Lane, Thorpe St Andrew, presented the money raised to East Anglia Children's Hospices, each, Nook Appeal, after supporting the charity as its local charity partner for a year. The Nook Appeal is each's £10 million campaign to transform children's palliative care across Norfolk by building a new hospice in Framlingham Earl. Staff at Sainsbury's Pound Lane took part in a series of fundraising activities between June 2016 and May this year. Linda Andrews, PR ambassador at Sainsbury's in Pound Lane, said, "We've had a successful partnership with each and would particularly like to thank our customers for their generosity during our fundraising events."
More than 2,000 entrants, all on two wheels, with one surprise pop of a very big question. These were the components that helped make the Tour de Broads North one of its most successful events yet. Starting and finishing in the picturesque Hoveton Hall, the event saw almost 2,300 cyclists mount their bikes and take part, with participants competing in either 25, 50, 75 or 100-mile circuits. The event was particularly special for two of the competitors, Jonjo and Alex, when, at the halfway point, Jonjo went down on one knee to ask Alex to marry him. Neil Turner of the organisers Pedal Revolution said, "The event went incredibly well and we were particularly delighted for Alex and Jonjo. They've already promised to take part in the race next year for their honeymoon."
Monster trucks, television celebrities and a 100-year-old engine were just some of the top attractions at the two-day Truck Fest East extravaganza. About 30,000 people flocked to the Norfolk Showground on the edge of Norwich. It was the second year the major attraction has come to the showground and featured live demonstrations from the popular Ice Road Truckers fleet, as well as an appearance from Love Island stars Jess Shears and Dom Lever. Just over 300 trucks from around the UK were on show, and modern vehicles stood with a 100-year-old restored ploughing engine from Long Stratton and vintage American lorries.
A six-year maintenance plan set up for the wherry Maud will help alleviate some of the costs of keeping the 118-year-old sailing vessel afloat. An inspection of the wherry, which was recently taken from the water for three-yearly maintenance and refit work at Goodchild Marine, revealed that she needs about 30 feet of planking in her hull replaced. Wherry Maud Trust trustee Linda Pargeter said, "There are other repairs needed, but they're minor. It has been a big relief as we don't expect the costs to run as high as they did previously." The last time Maud, which weighs about 22 tonnes, was taken from the water 3 years ago, the bill for the lift, repairs, materials, labour and storage ran up to £15,000. She said that in 6 years' time they expected that all the original 1899 planking will have been replaced. 2 40-foot lengths of planking will need to be replaced in 2020 and a further 2 40-foot lengths in 2023. The total cost of the 2017 maintenance will be in the region of £12,600. Without the many hours of volunteer labour provided by members for scraping and painting, the bill would have been significantly higher. The support of members is vitally important to providing volunteer labour and generating future income.
A Norfolk charity fighting to bring down barriers for people with disabilities is to condemn the government's human rights violations at a United Nations meeting. Equal Lives, which is based in Framingham Pigot, will join other organisations from across the country in Geneva to denounce the UK's implementation of the UK Conventions of the Rights of Disabled People, which was ratified in 2011. The groups will tell the UN Disability Committee that ongoing human rights violations relating to certain government policies put it in breach of the convention. The UN inquiry is the first of its kind. A government spokesperson said, "The UK is a recognised world leader in disability rights and equality, which is why we supported the development of the UN Convention. Almost 600,000 disabled people have moved into work over the last 4 years, and we spend over £50 billion a year to support disabled people and those with health conditions."
A fraudster who sent his victims cards and rocks instead of mobile phones, which they had paid for, has been jailed for more than 2 years. Ryan Bowles of Byron Road, Great Yarmouth, carried out a string of scams using the websites Gumtree and SpareRoom.com between March 2015 and May 2017. The 27-year-old was sentenced at Norwich Crown Court after pleading guilty to 21 fraud offences, which left customers £8,870 out of pocket. In one particular scam, the court heard how Bowles had tricked a man into paying £550 for what he thought was a mobile phone. But when the victim opened the box, it contained a rock wrapped in paper and a pair of gloves.
A young Norwich City fan is to be banned indefinitely by the club for abusing supporters in the disabled area of the away stand. The club said the incident took place during City's championship clash against Queen's Park Rangers at Carrow Road. A Norwich City spokesman said the fan was a season ticket holder and is described as a young man. The spokesman said, "All abuse is unacceptable, and if the club is satisfied that someone has behaved in an abusive way to any supporter or member of staff, they face ejection from the stadium and a possible ban."
Well, that's all from Don and me. Now it's over to Jane Pratt and Robin Quine for the next part of Chatterbox.